Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, get up with, ladies and gentlemen,
Jesse and Jules.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. I hope you're having a good Wednesday so far.
Now, literally, this new Face app is just taking our nation by storm. Legit. Now, if you're just wondering if you became friends with all these old people on your Facebook or Instagram, do not fear. It is the new and the craziest Face app, app called Face App. Yeah. And literally what it does, it turns your face into an old face. But this is like next level creepy.
How good it is.
Yeah. Now, I mean, Snapchat are usually really good for these filters. Yeah. You know, remember when they did the whole male-female thing? And this new Face App, though, is just next level. I can't even explain how realistic it is. It's so realistic that last night I got me thinking about the whole, well, you know what happened when the boys were posing as girls and vice versa on Tinder apps and things like that, trying to fool and catfish?
Yeah.
Beware for all those sugar babies out there trying to find a sugar daddy because...
If you see my photo.
Oh, my gosh. Because, I mean, everyone looks so handsome old as old too, right? So I was thinking that, you know how... I mean, he was a single guy. Do you get worried that there's other females that are in your age bracket, that are in your dating pool, are wanting the sugar daddies instead of someone in their own age?
I mean, I've never come across it, but I suppose people don't openly talk about it a whole lot.
Look, I'm not condoning catfishing at all, but hey, guys, look, seriously, if you wanted to get the hotties, I mean, jump on sugardaddy.com, create your profile as this silver fox.
And then just get really made up before you date. Grab yourself a walking stick.
Literally. That's how realistic these photos are. It is Face. It's called Face App, by the way, if you're wondering.
Hashtag
what
Face
it
App
is.
Challenge. Yes. All of ours are up on our HitFMWA Instagram.
HitFMWA, you can actually see photos of Jesse. And my goodness, it's so realistic. And people are actually like comparing you to your dad.
I look a dead ringer as an old version of my old man. People have been commenting like, this is ridiculous. I put it up on my personal Instagram, a picture of me and my dad.
Yeah.
And girls be sliding into my DMs to ask about dad.
Like, well, I have to admit, your dad does look hotter than you as an old man.
See, I bloody knew it.
Yeah, actually, probably looks hotter than you are now. No.
Dad's getting the biggest ego boost of his bloody life out here tonight, this morning.
Oh, my God.
I have to rein him in.
Dirty before 6:30.
Well, right now, the stories that are just a little bit more adult, so they're earlier in the show, usually for, you know, substances or maybe a bit of nudity.
The dirtier, the better.
Well, this morning, it involves spanking.
Oh. Oh!
Nudity.
Yeah.
And sport.
Yeah.
Had you for the first two, didn't I?
Yeah. Can we just leave the sport out? What's going on? Okay, what sport is it?
Tour de France. Right? And I get it. Like, I'm a sports fan, and even I am like, I only want to see the end, you know?
I'll just stop moaning like that. People won't know what's going on here.
It is the dirty.
I know. Okay, why? What's going on?
So, one of the riders is in trouble for something that happened, an interaction with a fan who was watching the Tour de France on the sideline. He was there live, right?
Right.
Apparently, there's a little bit of a habit of, as the riders go past...
Yeah.
Pulling your pants down and like mooning the riders.
Right. Okay. So I think you meant the riders were doing it to the people watching.
That'd be very talented.
Like, ooh.
No, so a lot of the fans have been mooning the riders, and I don't know where this came from, but there's a little bit of of audio of how one rider in particular reacted to these fans mooning him as he rode past. What you can hear just in the end there, that slapping noise.
Yeah.
Is as one of the riders goes past.
He slapped you on the
arm. He just smacks him so hard on the butt, right?
Oh, does that sound hard?
And, or you should see, the guy posted a picture.
I was choking, dude. Just relax.
I forgot about you.
Forgot about what? Don't. Let's just not. Keep going.
He posted a picture, bright red handprint, like really hard.
Yeah. Did you ever do that as a kid? like to your friends or your siblings, and you just smack them so hard, it'll literally rise up off the skin.
But he is potentially going to get disqualified.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the rider is in trouble because they, A, don't like the violent behaviour towards supporters, right?
Because they need as many as they can.
And everyone's saying, like, oh, you know, jeez, gosh. But everyone's saying, like, oh, it's not that big of a deal, but it's in the rule book, so they're going to have a look at it. The other thing that you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to have contact with riders.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right?
But he was a spectator, was he not?
Yeah, but so you know how sometimes when riders fall over off the bike, people have got to be careful not to run over and help them up straight away? Because if you help them, they can sometimes be in trouble and not allowed to finish.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so depending on the race.
So no help that way, but you can take some drugs if you need some other help, right? Jeez.
But I was looking at that and thinking how unlucky that this guy's gotten, you know, smacked in, right?
Yeah, yeah,
because technically it could be counted as a push or something like that.
I just love the whole lineup of it all. I had this scenario, like, do you know what I mean? He would have had to really saw this moon, right, and be like, yeah, I'm going to put my hand out and smack this.
I'm just glad the bloke wasn't facing the other way and he didn't pull himself
forward. Oh, my gosh.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
And we are doing riddles this morning. Now, I'm going to tell you a riddle and you've got to guess what it is. Now...
I think I've got it.
You think. Okay. Oh, it's pretty hard. I am the beginning of the end and the end of time and space. I am essential to creation and I surround every place.
It's a toughie this morning.
Oh, all right. We've got Sarah from Eden. What do you think it is?
Is it the letter E?
Oh, you'd be right.
Straight off the bat, Sarah.
Have you heard this riddle before?
Oh, our kids tell us riddles most nights.
Oh, awesome.
Brilliant.
Okay. So I was like, geez, you were quick. You were our first caller through.
Awesome. Thank you.
All righty. Let's go to Louise from Bunbury. Louise, you think you know what it is?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure.
But you rang anyway.
I did, yes.
Do you
want
to have a punt?
Can you say it again?
Yeah,
okay. It is... I am the beginning of the end and the end of time and space. I am essential to creation and I surround every place.
Is it the letter E?
Oh!
You'd be right.
Wow.
Absolutely.
There you go. 2 from 2 this morning. Good on you, Louise.
Thanks.
See you later.
Radio, let's go to Adam from Albany. What do you reckon it is?
It's the letter E.
Oh,
mate, 3 from 3.
I feel like
morning.
Everyone's heard this one before.
Yeah. Have you heard it before, mate?
No, mate, it's just easy. Like,
it's just me. See, for me, that was difficult. And I actually, I'm not even kidding you, before I actually said it, I was going to say, yesterday was easy, so today I thought I'd go really hard.
And the worst thing is when we got off the first break, as I said to Jules, I was like, geez, that's a really hard one, but I think I know what the answer is. But really hard one this morning. And you're like, nah, it's easy, mate.
This is The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Jules, big game on tonight. Midweek game up at Optus Stadium in Perth. Manchester United, one of the biggest soccer clubs, or should I say football clubs in the world.
In the world, yes.
I get pulled up for that. Versus Leeds. This is a huge rivalry that I cannot even explain to you. We've got Mel McLaughlin from Channel 7 on to take us through it. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, very excited as well. So,
yeah, excited for tonight?
I'm loving it. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's been like Christmas for an entire week for me because I'm a huge... I love football, and you can call it soccer or football, by the way, going back to that. Don't worry about it. But I'm a football fan and Man United fan my whole life. So, things are pretty good this week.
Now, obviously living out regional WA, I've been watching this all across the news. Now, the fans, like especially the Manchester United fans in Perth, they're insane.
Yeah, well, sports fans, everyone's a bit feral, aren't we, really?
They're like fanatics, yeah.
To be honest. Yeah. I've been in Perth for we saw the footy the other night as well, so it doesn't discriminate, does it?
No.
Sports feral. But yeah, there's you know, people in jerseys everywhere. They've flown in. There's plenty of locals as well because there's a lot of expats in Perth, for example. Like, you could be forgiven to thinking you're in the north of England.
Yeah.
When you walk down the street at times. But they've come from overseas as well, from China, from Malaysia, from the US. Whoa. They've sold tickets from everywhere.
Crazy.
But we're at Crown. The players are at Crown. And, yeah, there are people just sort of hunting for autographs left, right and centre, because they really are, like you said, how big the club was. Mm. I don't, it's hard to fathom just how huge this club is right around the world.
Yeah.
And the players as well, they're on more money that make you cry if you knew the money they got for an hour of just breathing. But yeah, they're absolute rock stars. And so, yeah, people just want a bit of it, like a selfie or whatever, and they're hunting out for them.
It's out of control, like the lifestyles of some of those pro footballers. But just quickly, because I've heard that the rivalry between these two clubs is actually a long-standing thing. What are we going to see some fireworks tonight?
The thing is, in context, it is, yes, it's pre-season. Yes, in theory, it's a friendly. But, yes, there is plenty, yeah, as you say, there's plenty in terms of the fans. There's a huge rivalry that goes a long way back. And, yeah, neither team will want to lose this game, absolutely.
Yeah,
so I think that sets the scene nicely.
The last time they played was, like, 2011, was it?
Yeah, I think it's been 8 years.
Been a long, long time coming. Now, Mel, I do have to ask, who do you honestly think is going to win? Like, are you still going to go Manchester United?
I'm definitely going to say, obviously, I'll say United. But it's going to be interesting because Leeds, they've been out of the top flight for years now, but they're a massive club with a huge history. So they definitely, well, they blew it. They're in the Championship, which is the tier below, and they almost got promoted, and they basically blew it late on in the season.
Oh. Yeah.
They were so close. And United obviously will want to be atoning. They finished sixth, and that's not great if you're Manchester United as well.
Yeah.
But, just don't expect it to be one-way traffic. It certainly won't be.
Okay, well, I'll be at home watching it on my TV, doing the ole,
ole, ole, ole. We love it. You're already nailing it. And don't forget, there's a history with Leeds of Harry Kewell and Mark Viduka, who are, you know, Socceroos legends as well. There's plenty of Aussie fans that love them from that time as well.
Brilliant. Well, you can see Manchester United versus Leeds live and free on 7Mate from 6:30 p.m. tonight. Mel, thank you so much, and best of luck.
No worries. Thank you. Can't wait.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
20 past 7 this morning. It's Jesse and Jules on Hit FM. And because it is Wednesday, it is time to sharpen yourself up midweek. Get that brain firing.
Yes. Now, we have 10 words and 20 seconds on the clock. Now, what you have to do is say the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word, if you get it all out within 20 seconds. I mean, we don't win anything, but your chance to win will come up very soon. You can score that $50 Visa gift card.
It's
now
a dangerous game to play.
Jesse and I, we like to test each other out first. First of all, we're always like, oh, you will have to do it so we can explain how the game works.
Mm.
Really, we're just trying to get each other fired, I feel. Because, oh, gosh, especially when, like, I'm a little bit tired, it really doesn't help. Mm.
So would you like me to go first this morning? Receive?
No. You read the
I'll
words.
Read
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
okay.
I have to get it out of the way. Otherwise, then I can't concentrate.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Water.
Cold.
Tina.
Turner.
Scam.
Ash.
Ben.
Simmons.
Egg.
Crack.
Rush.
Rash.
Watch.
Watch. Out of time.
Email.
Ding.
Island.
Remote.
Little shop.
That
was the last one. I love that you go, what was it?
Ding.
Email, ding. I was like, is it a word?
It's a word. It's a word in my book. Yes, it's a word. All right. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Here
we
go.
Okay, you can't repeat words. That's all I'm saying. You cannot repeat.
Oh, no. You're not going to do this to me.
You cannot repeat words. Come on.
Okay.
20 seconds on the clock. 10 words. See if you can get them out.
Okay, go.
Nut push.
One.
Nut.
Two.
No, stop the clock.
I knew you were going to mess around with this morning. I'm just messing back.
Get ready. Okay. You cannot. You've got to say something that's related to it.
Okay,
I'm not making
it
up.
Fine.
All right.
All right. Go.
Nut bush.
Dance.
Nut.
Rhythm.
Bush.
Tree.
Tina Turner.
Entertainment.
Tina.
Turner.
Turner.
Tina.
Dance.
Rhythm.
Dancer.
Jive.
Moves.
Up.
Face app.
Old.
Yeah!
Yes!
Oh, I feel like that was a never-ending ticker there.
Oh, just turn it up.
Unbelievable.
Yes, that was actually really good.
You actually did that quite well. I thought I'd throw you a little bit.
This is The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Stick around. Inside the next 5 minutes, a shot at you versus us. 5 general knowledge quiz questions. you could win yourself a stay at the beautiful Evedon Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights and the third night is free.
For everything that breaks over in Hollywood, there's only one person that we trust and that we speak to. His name is Dean McCarthy. He joins us right now to give us an R. Kelly update. Babe, what is going on?
Guys, let me set the scene for you this morning. Talk about an R. Kelly drama. He was in court today. He pleaded not guilty to the latest charges against him. Sitting by his side, well, right behind him, front row centre, with the two women whose families allege that they are being held at their own will, even though, let me tell you, they were not being held at their own will in court today. They were very much supporting him. They were there with him. He was not granted bail. He wanted to get bail today. He had that refused. Basically, the judge was like, he poses a threat to travel. He's a threat to society. And his lawyer was like, he doesn't have enough money to travel, and he hates flying, and he can't read or write. Do you know that about R. Kelly?
No. I did not know that at all. And I've watched many docos on him. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's going to be.
Yeah. Wow. Babe. All right, well, moving on to someone who can write. Yeah. He's just signed a massive deal. We're talking about Aussie Ben Simmons. Simmons. Sorry.
Sports reporter Dean on the scene this morning. How big is this contract?
Oh, my goodness. $240 million.
Does that kind of money even exist?
I know. That's why when people come to Hollywood, they're like, I want to be an actor. I'm like, put that down and pick up a basketball.
Yeah.
Go and figure out how to play tennis. Figure it out. They are the ones that make the money. In a drama this morning, actually, Ben's sister, Liz, went on Twitter to slam Kendall Jenner. Because, you know, he dated Kendall Jenner recently. Because Kendall Jenner is apparently dating another basketballer. So Ben's sister went online and was like, look at her trying to date everyone in the league. The entire league that is shade. Kendall wrote back saying it's only been two guys. But actually, it's been three. Not
$240 mil?
Yeah. $240 mil, date whoever you want.
Yeah, no, exactly right. I'd be going through the basketball team too. That's a joke, people. Y'all know I'm laying over this. Now, moving on to the Emmy nominations. They are here. Who is leading the pack on this?
With 32 Emmy nominations, you're probably not too surprised to hear this one, Game of Thrones.
Of course.
Another one, you know Julia, what's her name, Julia Rufus Dreyfus?
Yeah.
She was Elaine in Seinfeld. I can never, ever pronounce her name, and I've talked about her as bad. You know what I mean? She was Elaine on Seinfeld.
You know who I'm talking about.
She has been nominated again for the final season of Veep, and if she wins, she will have the most Emmy wins of any person ever. She already has 8, which is leading the pack, because she's had 6 Emmy wins for the one role.
Bloody hell, and Leonardo DiCaprio has only got 1. Literally, this is an outrage.
Oscar.
Oh, it's an Oscar, wrong one. Same thing, isn't it? Dean, back me up here.
But they're very similar.
Yeah. Dean.
Oh, literally, it's like the MTV Awards and the Billboard Awards. Same thing, just different name. Same, but different.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, babe, thanks so much for filling this in this morning. We love you.
Always good to chat. Bye, guys.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Evedon Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights. Third night is free.
5 general knowledge quiz questions. All you got to do is buzz in with your name and pick who you would like to go against this morning.
And this morning, Chloe from Australind, who would you like to go up against?
Hi, Jesse. Yes.
Oh, bring it on, Chloe. All righty, buzz in with your name, Chloe, and if you get it wrong, I get a free crack at it and vice versa, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to let you know that there are no multiple choices this morning.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right, question number one. Which British comedian plays the character Ali G in the movie Ali G in the House?
Jesse. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Correctamundo. All right, Chloe.
Yeah, that's all right. I didn't know.
All right, get ready to run. Have you been listening to the whole show this morning?
No, I literally was putting on 15 minutes ago.
Oh, damn it. Okay, well, I feel like Jesse's going to know this one. All right.
Oh, no.
As part of their official pre-season soccer tour, who is playing against Manchester United tonight?
Jesse.
This is my
pass. Leeds.
Leeds. Sorry, we spoke to Mel McLaughlin this morning and we spoke about...
Channel 7 tonight.
Oh, no.
Okay, true or false? Iceland is covered in ice.
Chloe.
All right, Chloe. Sorry, did you say false?
Yes.
Yeah, girl, you're right.
All right.
Okay, question number 4. By sound, What American rapper shares his name with a confectionery item?
Chloe.
Eminem. Yes, girl. Oh, she is coming back with fire.
She is quick today.
Okay, we are at a draw here.
Okay.
Question number five.
Okay.
Phil and Lil DeVille are twins from what Nickelodeon
Jesse.
Name?
Rugrats.
Score!
Yes!
No!
Did you know that one, Chloe?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't know that.
Good on you, Chloe. Thanks for playing this morning, mate.
Sorry, babe.
Thanks again.
Bye.
Have a fantastic day. That one back again tomorrow. All thanks to the guys at Evedon Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights and the third night is free.
Now coming up in What's Trending, you know those fridge, like ridges in the bottom of your freezer fridge? Did you know that they were actually created for a certain thing?
Oh, they're not just a...
Jeez, how roundabout is that?
They're not just a design?
No, well, it is a design, but one mum has come up with a hack, and I'll fill you in what it is after the 8:30 news feed. Let's go!
Trending now at hits.com.au.
When the Lion King is out today, peeps. I'm so excited to go and watch this. Shishi woo. I love that.
Just gives you the shivers every time.
Shishi woo. Shishi woo.
No idea what the words are saying.
Now, the thing is, like, I don't want to put a dampener on it, but, like, I mean, critics coming out saying that it's not that great.
Mm.
And the reason why they're saying it's not that great is because it's weird for a lion to be so realistic yet have a human voice.
I mean, that's nitpicking at its finest.
Yes, I know, right?
A fictional movie.
But apparently there is a scene. You know the, I just can't wait to be king, you know, that kind of scene. So apparently everyone's a little bit upset about that scene because it's not as, like, bright and colourful, you know, as...
There's a real uplifting moment in the other one. Yeah.
So, apparently it's not like that. No spoiler alerts or anything. I haven't seen it. Yeah. I mean... But
this is what the critics are saying.
Yeah, but I mean, should it really be like the original Lion King?
Well,
like, as long as the storyline is the same.
Yeah, I don't know.
To be honest, I just don't know if I can actually go and watch it.
You know what I'm glad? I'm glad that the critics are all saying it's very average because I need those expectations brought down. They have been way too high for this film.
You're not wrong. You are not wrong. Yeah. Anyway, oh man, I'm going to go and watch it. Not tonight, but maybe over the weekend or something like that.
And go in expecting absolute rubbish so that you really enjoy it.
True. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I'm going to move on to this massive fridge debate that is happening online at the moment. So, you know what? Let's just stick with the freezer. And the bottom of the freezer, there's like those little ridges.
Yes.
Yeah. So a mum was like, oh, discovered what these little ridges at the bottom of the freezer are.
Right.
And it's so that you can stack your, like, your frozen meals vertically.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is, like, totally cool because I always just kind of always stack them on top of one another.
Yeah, of course.
And not actually flip them up vertically so that they can you can fit more in.
And it's like a library. You can just, oh, no, I won't have the salmon tonight.
Yeah, no, I'll exactly. Yeah. Right. Anyway, we did a little bit more research and I'm like, surely, no, that's not what they're actually for. But it is designed so that when you do sit food flat on the on the bottom, that air can still circulate underneath and keeping it that beautiful frozen temp.
Mm, keep it nice and fresh.
Yeah, anyway, you've heard that from Jules Eve this morning. I just wanted to settle the debate.
But if you do have your fridge set up as a little food library with all your frozen meals, please send us a picture. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, oh my, it'd be so satisfying, wouldn't it not?
It's like those pantry ones where, like, someone goes in and rearranges their whole pantry and it's all perfectly organised. It's weirdly satisfying.
It really is. I also hate those kinds of people. They're Marie Kondo their way through life and it just I'm disappointed in myself. That's all it is. I don't really hate you all.
Just jealous.
Feel free to come around. Salt through my pantry. Do my shopping while you're there. Hit.com.au is where you need to go if you want to find out what else is trending.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Jesse and Jules.
Now, this morning on 13 till 16, want to know if you've been scammed out there. You hear so many stories of it happening. I mean, every time I look at my bank account... convince myself that I've been scammed. Have lied to Elliot a couple of times about that.
Who bought these shoes?
Yeah, I'm a scammer for sure. But it is a very serious matter. And one of my sisters from the East Coast, Ash London from Ash London Live in the Today FM Breaky Show, joins us because, babe, You went to Japan and you got scammed.
Can I just say, what are the chances that someone scammed your card and had the same shoe size as you?
And the same shoe taste.
Oh. Yes, I did get scammed. But here's the thing. I discovered I got scammed while I was in Japan, but it actually happened in Australia.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, so what they did was, it was a taxi driver, and I was in a cab, and I paid, and he said that the tap and go was broken, so he had to swipe my card and get my PIN.
Oh.
They then take your details, get your PIN from either a camera installed in the taxi, or they just look. And then they duplicate the card.
Whoa.
And then, like, a couple weeks later, when the card's ready, they go to ATMs and just...
Wow.
Just get, yeah.
This is like a full-on setup. See, because I was like, how can you do that for credit cards?
Yeah, because it was a cash advance. So they got all the credit card details and the PIN and then went to the ATM and got money out. Now, I didn't even know you could take money out of a credit card.
Yeah.
My husband was like, thank God you didn't know that you could do that.
Girl, that's a blessing in disguise right there.
Seriously, like, I came back from Japan with one pair of shoes because I couldn't even shop because I felt so dumb having to, like, ask my husband for his wallet every time I wanted to buy something. So I think he was stoked about the credit
and
card.
And everyone's looking at you going, oh, this couple's very conservative and old school that she has to ask for his money.
She even had a job. She is a kept woman.
Yeah.
Oh, because it happened like whilst you were overseas and they cancelled your card while you were on holiday.
They cancelled it. So I was stuffed.
How much did they end up taking?
$5,000.
Whoa.
So what happens in that situation? Like, does the bank reimburse you that money? Or, like, do you...
It took them a week to reimburse me. So you do get it back because it was so obvious that it was fraud because I was in Japan and I had already told them, like, 3 days ago, I'm going to Japan, so don't cancel my card for any, like, weird Japanese purchases.
Yeah.
So they knew it was fraud. And straight away, they were just like, yeah, look, it happens all the time. So apparently it's like $5 billion that banks have to pay back yearly in scams. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm trying to see the lighter side of this and just going, yeah, but look, you know, at least when you came back from holidays, you got $5,000. Like, you know what I mean? You had that money. You weren't broke.
Yeah. And then my husband kept being like, oh, my God, we're spending so much money on this holiday. And I was like, no, babe.
Don't worry about it.
No, let's go to the festival. Just go to the hotel spa and have some more massage.
Oh, babe. Look, thank you so much for sharing your story with us this morning.
We've been talking about scam stories, and I just have to level with you a little bit. I've been scammed before as well.
Have you?
Yeah, because when we were talking to Ash London just before, and she was talking about her credit card and being overseas, it reminded me of the time that I was overseas and had my card skimmed.
Right.
I ended up paying that bill. Mine wasn't as bad as Ash's. Mine was $900.
Oh, I was going to say, because you're kind of like, you need money to be scared.
And I just thought I'd been... that's so true. Like, I just thought that I'd spent lots of money on my holiday.
Yeah.
Luckily, went back through the purchases and found that it was, in fact, a random, like, in a completely on the other side of the country.
Mm.
And so the bank reimbursed me, but only because I found it and queried it, right?
Yeah, okay.
But a better way to handle this is what happened to my friend when his card got skimmed, right?
Right.
So we were coming back to the US from Mexico, had a phone in the US, but not in Mexico. And he went to a questionable establishment while we're in Mexico late
strippers.
At night. And
oh, sorry. Did I just stop the gun there? Whoops. A tequila bar.
Used his credit card.
Yeah.
And as soon as we got back into the US and the phone started working again, started blowing up with calls from back home. The bank was hitting him up. His parents going, why the bank are calling all the time? Turns out what had happened was they had skimmed his card.
Yeah.
But because we were coming towards the end of our trip and we'd run out of money, we'd been putting everything on the credit card.
Right.
So they tried to take, you know, $1,200, $900, $600, rejected.
Oh, because it was you guys had maxed it out.
We'd maxed out the credit card all the way down to $150.
Oh.
And then finally, I think they got $1.75 US. And we were like, who cares? It doesn't matter.
Little did you realise it was your mate just like on the side trying to scam his own credit card.
Yeah, we've definitely been scammed here.
It was scammers. It happened in Mexico.
But yeah, so always check your statements.
Yes. See, I'm starting to panic now that we're having this conversation.
Go back.
Because, I mean, I never, ever check my bank statement because I don't want to depress myself like that. I really don't.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.